Hey everyone, welcome to the Texas Outlaw Running Talk Show. This is your host, Briston Raines. I'm the founder, owner, and Texas Division Race Director here at Texas Outlaw Running. This episode you're about to listen to is known as Shooting the Bull. Shooting the Bull episodes release every Monday, and we shoot the bull about running, fitness, and life itself. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a rating. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy this show of us shooting the bull.
Good morning, Asher Hamlin.
Morning, Briston Raines.
How do you do? How art thou?
I'm good.
What? No, I'm tired of the good. People say, how are you? Good. And they don't really mean how are you, and you don't really mean good. Nah, bro. How are you?
Whoa. Coming at me with a lot on this fine Tuesday morning. No, I really am good. I got out this morning stupid early, got a little Bible reading in. I'm doing this plan right now. It's all leading up to Easter Sunday, talking about the resurrection of Jesus and the hope of Christ. But anyways, got up, did a little Bible reading and did some studying for an exam I have to take in a week. And now I'm here at my cousin's house helping him and his lady move out. We're packing up their truck to go back to Northwest Arkansas.
Okay.
So.
Cool, man. Cool beans. Let me give you some beans, man, because that was cool.
Beans.
Well, did you watch the little documentary last night?
I watched it this morning, actually.
Oh, okay. And what are your, you got any thoughts?
I really like the way that Nikki put it all together.
I put it all together.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Hot dog, y'all. Briston's a video editor. Like, good as all get out. yeah, dude, it was good. I'm glad you showed your skills. It was cool, too, because it's like, you could tell it's yours. It's like your story to tell and not, I don't know. There were a lot of good little nuggets in there for people to chew on, and it wasn't all about like the pain and suffering, I guess, which, I mean, you could attest to it. It probably wasn't nearly as bad as you thought it was going to be. But yeah, man, I enjoyed it. Good little snippet of that 24-hour endeavor.
Yeah. So the question is, should I release it on Friday or hey dog, we're recording a podcast. Sorry, y'all, my dog is in here shaking around a rope. Should I release it on Friday, which I think is like Palm Sunday, Good Friday, I think is what it's called. I don't know. And then we got Palm Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So when should I release it, Asher?
I think you should release it on Good Friday, which is supposedly, right, the day that Jesus was crucified.
Yeah. Well,
I don't necessarily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was on Friday. So
I don't necessarily keep up with the.
That is that the day. That is the day he carried the cross. So maybe, right. I should release it on the day. Anyways, but everybody listening, they're listening on Monday. So y'all will be able to click the link below and we'll watch the video.
So. It's really good. I highly recommend. Check it out.
Thanks, bro. Billy texted me. He said, hey, bro. He said, you say that you haven't done anything physical for 24 hours two times in the first 5 minutes. I was like, I texted him back. I said, okay, bro, I can do that. I was like, I can say that twice. I was like, I wasn't sending you the video for criticism. I was sending you the video so you can enjoy it, you know? But, okay, anyways, but, yeah, well, glad you liked it, Asher. Did you eat your popcorn while you watched it?
I ate my peanut butter and honey toast. So, yeah, pretty much same thing.
I spent 12 hours editing that video, 12 hours straight, like very little to no breaks, like 12 hours from 5:30, from 5, Yeah, 5:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Jeez.
Sitting there editing, bro, all day. I just wanted to get it done, dude. I was like grinding it out, bro. I spent 12 hours straight editing that video. So anyways, hope y'all enjoy it. But bro, I was listening to a podcast with the founder of Spartan because, you know, we're in the event business and I wanted to learn a little bit and grow, see if he had anything good. But he kept on like throwing out these little motivational things. I was like, I don't need the motivational things. I want the deeper stuff, you know? It made me think about this podcast. I was like, you know, I wanted to talk about the deep practicality or practical side of things when it comes to trail and ultra running and or even stuff going on in our life instead of just kind of giving a broad motivation kind of thing, because that's what he was doing. It was driving me nuts. I was like, dude, I want to know like how you practically grew your business. There's a lot of, and this is for everybody, I notice a lot of these business gurus, they'll give you general advice, but they won't tell you exactly what they did to like grow their business and stuff. And it drives me crazy. I'm like, all right, how'd you get your first customer? How'd you maintain that first customer? And then how'd you get your other ones? You know, like, right. Give me the specifics of exactly what you did. Stop giving me this general, oh, well, this one time, you know. Like, I want specifics, man.
Yeah.
It just drives me nuts. But anyways, I was thinking about specifics, whatever it applies to running. And like, I was thinking of like, what specifics can we apply to people listening that can help them with their running journey? And I think one of the big things I want to touch on real quick is building up a solid base or foundation for many years that you can kind of just use for many years later. So I'll give you an example of what I mean. So in college, I ran for 4 years hard straight, 60, 70 miles a week, tons of speed training, all kinds of stuff. I did that for 3-4 years straight. And I graduated almost a year ago now. And so I haven't done any of that stuff in a year, but I still have that base. Like, I can go run right now. Like, I went and ran a turkey trot in November and I ran a pretty decent time, and I can still go right now. And I still have that base because I built it up over the course of 4 years. And now I'm not doing speed training or high mileage, but I still have the base. Like, I can still feel it. Now, if I were to stop running for 3 years, would it go away? Yeah. But I haven't been running, or I have been running. I've been maintaining, keeping the same pace. I'm not even doing any speed workouts, and I'm still pretty fast, you know? And so I think one of the specifics I want to delve into is if you do want to be a decent runner, to build up a solid base of a lot of hard, fast speed training. And then if you ever want to let it off the throttle like I did, you'll still have some pretty good juice in there, you know? Would you say you agree with that, Asher?
I would definitely agree with that. Yeah, I think it's almost more important to have that strength-based base instead of just like an aerobic base, because your aerobic base fades so fast after you stop training. Not relatively fast.
What's an aerobic base?
So like your aerobic base is your ability to use oxygen efficiently. And as you run more miles and longer, for longer durations, your musculature and your lungs get better at like distributing oxygen. And that's why, you know, like long runs get easier and, you know, faster, easy runs, or your easy runs get faster. So I think that's what I think about whenever you say base. But I think what's more important is that strength based base, like what you're talking about, based on, you know, I did my strides, or I did these, you know, little fast repetitions, or I just did hard workouts. And you know, that could correlate with strength in the sense that we gain mental strength from doing those hard efforts, but also more importantly, is we gain that muscular strength, because muscle stays around like for way longer than your aerobic base ever would. And so I think, you know, you having that benefit of however many years of high school plus college, and then same for me, it's like that is really what plays to our advantage. And the other thing is, I would encourage anybody that's listening to this that, you know, might be like, well, I didn't get the opportunity to start running until I was 35 or whatever. Now's the time to start. You know, there's no time like the present. Use it or lose it. You're never going to be any younger. I think that's one of the things we're going to have to come to terms with over the years, is like, we're not going to be these young, you know, early 20-year-old guys here in a couple of years. We're going to start getting the aches and pains and slowing down a little bit. But, you know, thankfully we've set ourselves up in a way, just like we probably weren't thinking about that whenever we were in high school, but we still set ourselves up in a way that, you know, it's going to help us in the long run. So I like that, bro.
I'll be honest, bro. I'm in a season to where I like my slow, easy runs every day.
Yeah, man, I'll see you post on Strava and it'll be like, you know, your 6 miler or whatever is like 8:50 pace. I'm like, doggone, Riston, he's slowing down, man. He's slowing down.
No, that's just because it's morning, bro. Like if I go hit a run, which I did, if I go hit like an easy run in the afternoon, it'll be like 7:58 minute. But if it's in the morning and I'm super tired, like, yeah, it's going to be slow. I still ran that slow in college, bro. I ran 8:50 pace in college on my easy runs. You know I did.
Yeah.
So
honestly, no shame in that either. Man, that gets back into the conversation about like posting your runs and being public about where your training is and how your fitness is looking, is how much of that expectation of others has bearing on what you're doing day by day. I think what's nice is, you know, being able to let go of that as a person, you know, just feeling free in what you're doing and not worrying about that kind of thing.
Well, honestly, bro, I've let the Strava ego go. Like, I go on Strava and honestly, people I follow, it's pretty much usually all the same stuff. Like they kind of all do the same runs and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. For me, I don't care. I just post on Strava, put it out there. So,
what you gotta do?
Yeah, I've gotten to where I really don't care anymore. I'm just maintaining, like I've already said in previous podcasts. So,
right.
I don't have a desire to want to run fast right now. So, that's just where I'm at.
Do you ever miss it? Or 1K repeats or mile repeats, 400s, anything like that?
No, I hated those, bro. This sucked.
Yeah.
I did like the 400 repeats because you're able to push pretty hard, but they end sooner. So the pain's only like 15 seconds, whereas you do mile repeats, pain's like 3 minutes. I like the 15 seconds over the 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So But you know, I've been thinking about it. I was like, well, I mean, I probably really need to start kind of tossing in some speed training once a week or something at least. That'd probably help out a little bit.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say the most fun thing I've been doing, not the most fun, but one of the things I've really enjoyed being a part of while being down here, and you might have seen me post about it and others might have too, but has been St. Pete Run Club. They put on this 5:30 a.m. group workout every Wednesday, and I have really enjoyed just being back on the track and running with people. I think that's the biggest difference, is like I'm not running with anybody necessarily. Like, there's one girl that's actually pretty fast for a girl, and we'll every once in a while run like the final repeat of whatever workout together, but other than that, I'm mainly running by myself. But you know, that's okay, because I have the benefit of like being there with the others, and that has like helped my motivation whenever it comes to, you know, getting a little faster workout in for every week. I don't think enough can be said about the camaraderie of others whenever you're doing hard things. So I don't know if that's an option for you, but
no, I started a 5:30 a.m. running club at my church, and it was just me and my wife this morning. So definitely don't get the camaraderie. I don't know how people build those either, bro. Like, I don't know how you build up like a, I guess it's just like a bunch of people that know each other that are friends that start it. And then they all go off to do other things in the world, but they stay in the club and then they invite new friends. I don't know.
Right.
I really can't figure that out on how to, like, if I were to start a running club right now, how would I go get people to join?
Yeah.
You know, like, so, I can't figure that out.
I know a girl in Waco who started a run club, but it was out of the coffee shop she works at. She pretty much asked the owner. She was like, hey, can we start like a, you know, coffee-based run club? And so basically, you know, they'll host, I think, two runs a week, and one's like an easy 3-miler and the other's like a hilly 5-miler or something. And they have people come out. You know, I think the other important thing too is most of the time people are not going to want to be at the 5:30 a.m. So unless you live in an area like I do with freaking 3 million people, you're not going to get those numbers. Cause I even asked the people that run the St. Pete Run Club little track workout. I asked them, I'm like, what are y'all's afternoon numbers? Cause usually at 5:30 we have maybe 6, 7, 8 people. And the coach, she tells me, she's like, yeah, in the afternoon, it's usually like 35 to 45. And I'm like, golly, man, people just don't want to win. So that might be another contributing factor is the fact that it's early.
Yeah. But yeah, I can't figure that out and how to initially get those people, especially when you're new to an area, you don't know much people. But
right.
Yeah, man, it kind of sucks. I wish I had a group to run with. That's one thing I do miss is running with people, you know, running with teammates, you know, all going out to some dirt roads on Sunday to get a good long run in or
nothing like it.
I didn't mind the workouts. I just wish in college, I just wish they were more spaced out. Like I wish we had like the, you know, like a Wednesday workout and then like our Sunday long run. That was our two workouts for the week. Like that's 20-80. That's the 20-80 rule. But we had, you know, two workouts during the week, plus a race on the weekend, plus a long run, or we'd have a workout in the weekend, a race on the weekend, and then a long run the day after, which never made any sense to me. But,
yeah,
we would literally run our hardest. I don't really know what distance, but would it be run an 8K or something?
8K, 10K.
Yeah.
And whatever. Then you track 5K.
You run as hard as you can, and next day you're running a long run.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Not easy, man.
I was never a believer in, which you know this, but I was never a believer in running races back to back to back like that. Like, we had a race every 2 weeks, and I was never a believer of that.
Yep.
And our coach also had us do tempos at race pace. Or faster than race pace, really. And that never made sense to me either because I was like, it's a tempo. It's supposed to be slower than race pace. But, yeah.
Yeah. If I'm ever a cross-country coach, I will have my – I think high school is a little bit different, but if I'm ever a college coach, just because of the length of the races, I will never have my athletes do, like, more than 2 weekends spaced out by 1 weekend. I think that's plenty close, but yeah, gotta recover, man. Gotta get your recovery in.
Well, I always looked at these pro athletes, and they always had like one race every 3 months or something. I was like, that's the way it's supposed to be. I was like, maybe we start off with like a halfway season race, and then we do our conference or something or whatever it is. Like, I feel like you need a deep tissue recovery in between races and workouts. And I don't know. I always found that I actually perform better that way. So,
yeah,
it's just me. But we're about all out of time, Asher Hamlin.
That was really golly.
Hey, this happens when you just talk.
It happens.
But y'all go watch the YouTube video. Whew. Sorry, I woke up early this morning and ran with Carly and the dog, so I'm tired. y'all go watch the YouTube video though. I'll link it down below. So, Ashley.
Yo, check it out. And happy trails, man. Happy trails, y'all.
Man. All right, we'll see y'all next Monday on Shooting the Boat.